I don't have a USB, so let's get started. Sorry for the delay there. We have lots of great demos to show you today, so we're just getting ourselves set up over here with our machines. But thanks for joining. My name is David Newman. I'm a program manager with the Skype for Business team. I have a product focus on our developer platform, and I'm here with some of my teammates today to talk to you a bit about the Skype for Business developer platform and options that we are announcing this week and new opportunities for developers that we're announcing this week at Build Conference. So during Chi Lu's keynote, we talked a lot about conversations and conversations as a platform. And Skype for Business is a key pillar of that. And in today's session, we're going to really focus on how you can embed conversations directly within your own applications with Skype for Business as that underlying platform. So we're going to focus today really on some of the new announcements that we made this week at Build Conference for Skype for Business Online Development. So we're very excited this week to announce some new opportunities for developers to actually embed conversations directly within their own applications. And so we made three key announcements and launches this week. And the first is our Skype for Business User API for Skype for Business Online. Essentially, that is our RESTful interface for programming cross-platform applications that actually embed conversations and collaboration directly within your applications. So in this session, we're actually going to show some great demos of our SDKs that are built on top of that RESTful user API as a core base. So we'll show, starting off, we're going to look at the Web SDK, which is our JavaScript client library that allows you to embed conversations directly within your web applications. We'll finish off with a look at the newly announced Skype for Business App SDK preview, which will allow you to embed conversations in business-to-consumer scenarios directly within your iOS and Android apps. So let's jump right in. This gives you a quick overview, an architecture view of the announcements that we made. So as I mentioned, our platform is based off of a core RESTful service that's exposed against Skype for Business server on-premises and now newly Skype for Business Online. So this service is a RESTful layer, and on top of that, we've built some easy-to-use development SDKs across various platforms that you can use to expose core Skype for Business capabilities directly within your apps. Everything from presence to instant messaging, Skype for Business contacts, all the way to full audio-video conversations, which we're also launching in preview this week. So our SDKs provide an object model layer on top of that RESTful API so that you can implement communications and collaborations with only a few lines of code directly within your apps. So I'm going to focus right now on the Web SDK, and we're going to go into a bit of a detail there, and then we'll look at mobile in the second half of this session. So the Skype Web SDK is a set of JavaScript object model libraries, as well as a set of UX conversation controls that you can use to embed within your web browser applications. And so the primary use case scenarios are around being able to actually embed directly within your app's capabilities like Skype for Business presence, availability directly within the web page and your office apps, contact management for Skype for Business contacts, being able to initiate conversations, whether that's a one-to-one conversation between users or a Skype meeting to have multiple participants and multiple modalities. Also, the ability to be able to schedule meetings directly within the context of your application. So being able to generate a Skype meeting within the context of your app and join in participants into that conversation from within your own application. And we also demoed in our keynote earlier this week, as well as we'll take a look here at our new preview capabilities for actually embedding full audio video directly within your web and mobile applications as well. So taking a look at the architecture of the Skype Web SDK, like I mentioned, we provide a JavaScript object model, which essentially abstracts away a lot of the details of the communications over HTTP, We do offer our user API if you'd like to code directly to the RESTful interface. But our SDKs really allow you to easily embed these conversational capabilities within your own apps with only a few lines of code. And we're going to take a look and dive into the code here in a second. We abstract away a lot of the details of the underlying media provider. So you can see here that in our preview that we've released for audio video, we're supporting today in preview ORTC and Edge Browser, which is a fully plug-in-less media stack. So the media stack is actually built directly into the Edge Browser itself, so there's no additional install. As well, we are also supporting using the Skype for Business web app plugin, which is a plugin for browsers to actually provide that media capability. On our roadmap, we also have support for WebRTC across various other browser types as well that we are currently in progress, and we have more announcements coming later this year on a fully WebRTC-based plug-in-less model. But the core to remember about this is that our SDK absolutely extracts away a lot of the details there. So we use the best media provider that's actually available. And you can write your code once and be able to support browsers that would need to use a browser plugin, but also support the latest plug-in-less media that's built directly within the browser. We also abstract away some of the details behind the scenes of the identity provider. So like I mentioned earlier, we're supported against both Skype for Business on-premises as well as now against Skype for Business Online with Azure Active Directory. So we can support both of those authentication models. So that's about the slides. We want to spend most of our time here actually diving into some demos, samples, as well as some code. If you're going to remember one thing and take one thing away from this session, remember this link here to get started with your Skype for Business development. We have a new website we launched this week on dev.office.com/Skype. And from there, you're going to be able to find code samples and all the resources you need to actually get started with your own Skype for Business development. So I'm actually going to jump right into this website. And what we're going to do here is we're actually going to go through and download the samples. And I'm going to show you how you can run those samples against your own Office 365 tenant. If you can register your application against Office 365, be able to authenticate your users from directly within a web app, and expose Skype for Business capabilities directly within your app. So let's jump out of the PowerPoint. And we're going to jump straight into dev.office.com/Skype. So you can see here, there's lots of resources that are available on this website. I'm going to actually just jump straight into GitHub. And you can see we have our link right here. And within GitHub, we have documentation resources, as well as we've posted some new samples there that you can go and download today yourself from this site. So to get started, I'm just going to go to these samples, and I'd recommend that you yourselves, you clone this GitHub repository locally. You can take a look at the resources that are available there. For now, I'm just going to download these samples directly. I'm going to save them to my local machine, and let's go and grab that folder, and I'm going to actually put this on my desktop here. And let's extract this folder file so we can take a look at the code inside. And so within this code folder, we actually have a set of samples that are available here that will show you how to implement in your own code a set of capabilities. And we can take a look if we go deeper in the sample here. We have a set of JavaScript files that will show you how to do various features within that SDK itself. So everything from looking at contacts to being able to do groups, search, as well as doing basic tasks like sign in and sign out. Now, before we get started with this sample, we're going to need to register our application in the Azure Management Portal. So we support the same model that's supported for apps across Office 365 extensibility. So we're now adding Skype for Business as an additional service within that framework. So to do that, I'm going to just go jump right into the Azure Management Portal. And you can see here that I'm within the Azure Portal. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go and add a new application to my tenant. So many of you may be familiar with this process from other office development. We've now added Skype into this general framework. So I'm going to go over to Applications, and I'm going to add a new application. So let's see if we can get these samples running directly against my own tenant. So I'm going to add an application that my organization is developing. I'm going to call this Demo Build Conference. And I'm writing a web application, so I'm going to select Web App. And I'm going to give my application a sign-on URL. So I'm going to call this Build Conference. And this is hosted in my tenant. And so, well, let's grab that URL. And let's set that as our unique app ID identifier as well. And we'll click OK. And now we've essentially registered that application. So we're registered. Now we need to configure some permissions that we need for our Skype for Business. So if I go over to configure, we can see I have various attributes of this app that I can set. What we're going to do, and you can see I've got a unique client ID that's provided to me for this application. Let me zoom in a bit here so you can see that a little better. And what we're going to do right now is we're actually going to first add permissions for Skype for Business. So in the similar way, you can add permissions for other API entry points like Graph, Outlook, OneDrive. We're going to come in here, and we're actually going to now add an application so we can select permissions for Skype for Business. So you can see here we have the list. Let me zoom out a little bit here. You can see we have a list of other office services and permissions that we can select. And now newly in this list available to you today, we see we now have Skype for Business Online permissions available. So I'm going to select that and add those permissions to my application. You can see here now I've got Skype for Business Online added. And when I go to select delegated user permissions, we can see that we have a set of permissions that are available now for Skype for Business. So the new permissions that we've released this week are the ability to read and manage Skype for Business user contacts. That includes getting presence for users both within your tenant as well as other Office 365 federated users. We have the ability to initiate real-time conversations from within the context of your app, as well as be able to join Skype for Business meetings directly from within the context of your app. And as I mentioned earlier, we also have the ability to create new Skype for Business meetings and schedule those meetings directly from within your app as well. So I'm going to select all three permissions for our test app here. And let's save that. And so as that's saving, what we're also going to configure while we're in here is the actual reply URL, redirect URL for my application. This is essentially where I'm hosting my application, where I want the AAD login page to redirect for my app. So because I'm doing development on my own machine, I'm just going to enter localhost here. And we will add that, and we'll click Save. And so I'm just going to host those samples locally on my local IIS. You can add your web server location into those reply URLs as well. And because we're writing a web application, we actually want to enable implicit authorization flow for a single page JavaScript app. And so to do that from the Azure portal, what I'm going to do is actually edit the app manifest here to enable the OAuth implicit flow. So if I click Manage Manifest, and I download this app manifest here, I'm going to save that, and we're going to open that up. And so you can see within this manifest, I have a property here, OAuth to allow implicit flow. So I'm going to select true for that, because we're writing a JavaScript single page application. And I'm going to save this manifest, close that. And now let's just upload that new manifest, make sure we get the most recent file. And I'll go find that. And we'll open that up. Let's try that one more time. If it will allow me to upload this.
I should get a dialogue box here. Let's close and try this again. Yeah, maybe my Zoom settings here. Let's try this again. Upload, browser file, perfect. There we go. So there's the file that I just edited. I'm going to pull that back up. We're going to save and make sure that that gets uploaded. And there we go. So now we've configured our application. We've set our redirect URI. We're ready to go with the samples. As I mentioned earlier, when I register my application in Azure, I get a unique client ID for that app. So I'm going to actually need this later when I go into this code sample and configure that. So I'm just going to copy this right now, make sure I have that for later. And great. So now we have that. If you recall earlier, I already downloaded the samples. So let's take a look at those. Here we go. Here's my samples folder that I downloaded. I mentioned we have the online sample. So in order to get this up and running with my client ID, I just essentially have to edit the sample with my unique client ID and my redirect URI. So to do that, I'm just going to open up the sample. And I'm going to edit this index.html file in Visual Studio. So we'll take a look at that. And so we'll see here that we have in the index.html, we have some information in order to do the redirect to the AAD login. So this is a very familiar model if you've used other Office 365 applications and APIs. You can see here we have an example client ID. I'm just going to replace this client ID with the one that I copied for my application. So let's copy that in here. And I'm also going to do that here for the redirect to the UI sample. And I'm gonna host this application at localhost/buildconference. So I'm gonna add the location here for my app. I'm gonna call this buildconference. And there we go. So we've essentially now we've configured the parameters there within the redirect for AAD. So I'm just gonna save this file. Now the other edit that we'll need to make is actually within our Skype Web SDK code, when we do a sign-in and initialize the JavaScript SDK, we're actually going to have to pass that client ID as well when we do that sign-in. So in order to do that, I'm just going to access the sign-in JavaScript code for this set of samples. So if I go in here to my samples folder, and I go to my scripts and I select the sign-in JavaScript, I'll pull this up. And so let's take a look and scroll down here. And we can see we have some code here that's a function for the Skype Web SDK that actually passes parameters in to be able to do the sign-in. And you can see that I have a client ID that's here as well. So let me actually just edit this client ID. And let's put my own client ID there. And I'm going to save this file. And essentially, we're done. So that's a set of a quick steps to really get the existing sample up and running. We just have to come in, replace the client ID. So let's actually host this this sample, and let's see if this is going to run. So I'll come back here over to my sample app. And I called this earlier. I called it build conference. So let's just set that as the location. Perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to drop this into my local, my IIS root folder. This would be an easy way to get that hosted. Perfect. So now we're hosting that application. Let's go into Edge browser. Let's open a new tab here so we can see the AAD login. I'm going to enter the location of my app. So localhost, build conference. Great. So as expected, I got redirected to the AAD login page. So I can enter my credentials for my particular tenant. So I'm going to enter a user from my tenant. And let's sign in. And so now this is the set of samples here. So we're just going to get signed in. And there we go. So we've entered our client ID. We now have a Skype Web SDK application running against our own tenant. So let's take a look at actually some of the capabilities that you'll get to look at in the code and here in the samples. So Let's look at a common scenario, a presence-based embedded presence within the web page. So you can see here that we have modularized these samples, and we have a sample for presence directly within the page. So I'm actually going to get the presence of a user who I'm actually logged in locally on the Skype for Business client. So you can see here I'm logged in with another user, Aubrey Smith. And directly from within the web page, I'm going to try and search for this user and try and grab this user's presence. So if I look for this user account, and I grab the contact information, so we can see now I have a contact card for that particular user. Through the SDK, we also give the ability to actually do a subscription to presence. So you don't want to have to be polling for a user's presence. You essentially want to get an event when that presence has actually been changed. So we support a subscription event model where if I subscribe to that presence, we can see now that user status is busy. If I change this over here in the Skype for Business client, that's actually now going to go to the service update, and it's going to actually send an event back to my web page, which updates the presence in real time. So this is real-time presence from actual Skype for Business user presence embedded directly within your web page. The next feature we're going to look at is the chat, the chat-based service embedded directly within the page. So here we're going to look at doing chat directly at the API level. In a second, we're going to look at using the conversation control to handle that chat experience. But from here, I can actually just look up a user. So I'm going to actually look up Shree's logged in over here as Cassie H. And it just so happens that Cassie actually is not within my tenant.
Metio.net.
So let's make sure I get the right account. OK, so Shree's logged in over as Cassie H on a different tenant. But I can still reach out to that user because we're federated. So I'm going to start an instant messaging conversation. And we're going to see if Shree gets that incoming request.
I did.
So she got the incoming IM. She's going to reply back. I'll say, perfect. So now we now have an instant messaging conversation, real-time communication happening directly within this web page through Skype for Business Online to another user on Office 365. So even though this is kind of a sample, you can imagine some of the scenarios that you can enable by embedding those conversations directly within the context of your own app. The other feature that I mentioned, we released this week in preview, the audio video capabilities. So I'm going to demo the pluginless media directly within ORTC. So going and adding modalities beyond chat, let's click on audio video. And are you still logged in as Cassie H?
Krista G.
Okay. Let's, Krista G, let's change the user. Okay, I'm going to look up this user. And now I'm going to add video. So Shree's actually going to get a toast for a video conversation. So as soon as she gets that, did I get the right user? Krista G.
Yeah.
Should we try? Let's try one more time. Let's do Krista G.
Oh, it's just slow.
Oh, there we go. It was just slow there. Must be the network. Let's try do that again. And let's try to initiate that video chat. And so we'll give it a second this time. It looks like it's slow over this network, but Shree should get a video toast now coming in for this conversation. And let's see if that comes up. All right, this is cool, so I'm going to try this. I'm going to try one more time, and let's see if we can start this again. Let's reload the sample. We were seeing some issues with our network connection here. So let's try. We're signed in. So you're logged in as Krista G. Let's go over to our video sample. Krista G. We'll look up this user. And let's start a video conversation with this user. All right, well, you can go and try this yourself. Looks like we have network, but we can essentially have full AV embedded now directly within your applications as well. So not only chat conversations, but being able to extend that to different modalities directly from within context of your app. So I showed these samples are a set of JavaScript samples you can go download and try out yourself. Now we're actually going to show, I mentioned we have not only a JavaScript object model, but we also have a set of UX HTML controls that you can actually very easily embed in your app without having to actually write the full code to handle these conversations. So I'm going to pass it off to Sri to take a look at that. And we're actually going to switch up our order a little bit. So we're going to go on to mobile, actually, just because we're a little tight on time. So we're now going to run over to Richard Taylor, who's going to introduce you to some of our new capabilities with the Skype for Business app SDK.
Hi, folks. So we should be able to switch to the PowerPoint here and just quickly tell you a little bit more about what we've been doing with the Skype for Business app SDK preview. I don't know whether on this machine we've got... if we could stay on the machine we were already. We've just got the deck still there. I'll just talk to a couple of slides about how we are allowing you to embed Skype conversations into your iOS and Android applications. So the app SDK is going to be a sibling of the web SDK. Over time, it'll allow you to do all of the scenarios that you've already seen us do with the web SDK. To begin with, our focus is going to be on business-to-consumer scenarios. That's where you've got someone, you may have a banking application you'd like your users to be able to talk directly to a financial advisor within, or healthcare apps where a doctor wants to talk to the patient. So we're having a little bit of trouble with the slide, so don't worry too much. We can move on, I think, rapidly, given the time we've got available, and move over to... we were on the Mac. Okay, I can show it from here. That's not a problem. I'll just skip forward quickly to show you that from here. Great. So, as I was saying, the app SDK sits on top of the UC API you may be familiar with on-prem, and also the new now user API that works for Skype for Business Online. So we're using technology we've already proved in our own Skype for Business iOS and Android apps. So if you go and download those apps from the store, we've taken the technology from there and now taking that, ruggedizing that, and producing that into an SDK that you guys can use in your own applications. As I was saying, the target will cover all the scenarios in due course, but the target is business to consumer, patient consults doctor, client meets advisor. How does that work under the covers? Really quick flows, and then we'll dive straight into the code. So basically, you've got your application embedding the SDK. You need to talk to your backend application, not least because while we call it guest meeting join, this guest from the Skype for Business point of view, but you will know who that user is typically. You'll sign them into your own backend, into your banking application, your telehealth application. The time comes within that application you want to have a meeting, you simply ask the Skype platform to give you a URI to join the meeting. Or maybe you can even get that URI from an existing meeting and Exchange calendar. So those of you who have seen the integration with Outlook and Skype for Business, press one button, get a meeting URI. You can grab hold of those URIs, just from reading the Exchange APIs, pass them back up to your app, which gives it to the SDK, and the SDK will join the meeting. It's as simple as that. So one, two, three steps. There's an example of the URIs we're talking about, which I think you'll have already seen in Exchange today. So without further ado, let's just dive straight into the code. So here I have an existing banking application. So again, I'm not sure, maybe I just need to exit PowerPoint presentation mode to make sure you can see Xcode. Just one moment while I try and figure that out for you. So we're just going to try, if I exit PowerPoint, excellent, we now have Xcode. So here we have the simple banking application that you guys have already seen. If you've been looking at our preview videos, all this does, let me in fact fire it up straight away on my iPhone and you can just take a look at what that does. No Skype code in there so far. Super simple banking application. So sign in, there you go, there's my current balance. Hey, I want to look at some recent transactions, it's all there. So again, proof that we are starting an application, nothing to do with Skype right now. Let's see what we have to do to add Skype communications to this application. So the first thing I'm gonna do is go to this view here, and I'm gonna add a button because, hey, maybe we're at this screen here and you'd say, I want to go and talk to an agent about this. So let's call that Ask Agent. And then let's just do, for those of you who know your iOS dev, there's just a couple of things I have to do just to make sure that button's going to appear nicely for me. So let's just click on that button and add a few constraints. Otherwise, it's just not going to appear for me. But I'm not here to teach you iOS development. So let's whiz through this as quick as we can. I guess the one last thing I could do is give it a background color we can actually see. Okay, so I added a simple button. Let me zoom right out. Now, I'm cheating a little bit here. Here is a view I added earlier. Now, I want to, again, be clear, no Skype code here. This is just playing around in the iOS storyboard again. Let's have a look at that. What's in that view quickly. If I open this up here, you can just see what it consists of. So this view, you've just got a placeholder for the videos that we're going to add in. We've got the things you'd expect, a mute call button, an end call button, a spinner to show the video is loading. But you could build that all in Xcode if you're an iOS dev. Wouldn't take long. Again, I haven't added any Skype code so far. So actually, let's just fire that up. In fact, one thing I have to do, of course, is link that button up. So the first, let me just do that first to make sure that when I click on this button, it's going to go to that new view. Perfect. So let's see what we've achieved so far on my iPhone. So it's just rebuilding that app. And we'll sign back in. Great. There's my new button. I press that. And it goes to the new view. Hey, well, obviously, nothing's happened. I still haven't had any Skype code. So let's go and now actually tie that code in. So first things first, let's go add the Skype SDK to this. That's really super simple. I say I've got this new thing I want to go and find. I've downloaded this lovely Skype SDK. Let's go find it. Where did it end up on disk? Here it is. So that's the SDK added. The SDK is going to come with a couple of helper files as well. So I should emphasize one thing. At the moment, everything you're seeing here is a preview of a preview. So as you saw in the announcement, we'll be making this available for the public preview in about a month's time or so. So I just want to point that out, that what you see here is a little bit subject to change. But the SDK will consist of a core library giving you the powerful access to all of the Skype APIs, plus some helpers to make particular scenarios very simple. So in this case, we've got the scenario we want to target is for business to consumer joining a meeting. And I've got some, we've created some wrappers that make that really super simple. So I'm going to add those to my project too. Those will be part of the SDK download too. And then I have to go, obviously, just to actually take a look at my view controllers for that new view I added. So remember, that was a super easy view. Obviously, now I've got the SDK. Let's import the SDK, set up a reference to it. And the SDK comes with some delegate callback methods to tell you about various things that are happening. So I need to just say I'm implementing those two. So far, so simple. Let's then just grab a reference to the SDK when we load this view, and then take a look down here. So the SDK is going to call us when we're ready to join a meeting. Great. There you go. It said it's ready to join a meeting. So what should we do? Let's call a method that joins that meeting. So let me light that up here. So explaining that very straightforward, really. Here's the meeting URI. Now, as I was explaining earlier, that's something you'll actually get from your own back end and get dynamically. In this case, I've just stuck that in the info plist config, and I'm grabbing it just for this demo. And here I have a meeting display name. Now, in a moment, David here, who's been instructed, will hopefully be able to join a meeting on his laptop, because I'm about to, as his customer, he's going to act as the agent for me. So while he's just spinning that up, the last thing I have to do is, so I've told Skype here, I want to join the meeting with this URI. I can pass in a display name if I want to. That's just useful context for the other side to know who's joining. You can use that as a context string if you like. And then, of course, critically, I need to pass in the participant video view. So that's the view I just created with it. Well, it's a subset within the view you were just looking at, which is where I want to render the video of my agent. And then lastly, Skype's going to call me back and say, yeah, that video's ready. So if it does, I'm going to, at that point, actually show that video and light that up and enable it. So I'll come back to these last things in a moment, but we should be good in a moment. I'm going to fire up that meeting. So while I'm doing that, let me rebuild that code for you. And again, make sure you can see the screen. And great. So it's just rebuilding here. So one more time, I'm going to sign in. I'm going to talk to my agent. This time, you can probably see behind the scenes, a whole bunch of things are happening down in the SDK now as I connect to this meeting. So it's connecting to an agent. We'll switch over, if it's possible, to this PC over here, just to show you the far side of that. But the great thing you can see is if David joins there, there's my agent. I can see him and have a conversation. No, I'm still in the app. I'm still in your app. There's the, you know, the banking header at the bottom, a little bit small. You probably want to design this better. There's you can, you know, other context information. So maybe if this was an iPad, you could have a whole load of balance information you're discussing on one side while you're discussing, talking to your video advisor on the other. Now, I don't know whether it's possible to switch over to that PC. If it is, we'll do that. If it's not, we'll just move on. It's not looking like it is, but it's not a big deal. What you would be seeing there on the... Oh, there we go, right. So, great. That's what the agent sees on this side. The guest has joined, and you can see his incoming video. But hey, wouldn't it be good if... I could be sending, as a customer, my video to the agent as well. So let's go and see if we can fix that too. So just back on the Mac, we're going to be taking a look at the last bit of code we need to add. So let's just hide that a little bit. So as this time, once the incoming video is ready, I'm going to say, can you also start getting ready my outgoing video to display? And when the SDK tells me that's ready, I'm going to show that view. And then last but not least as well, let's wire up the end call button. So that button's just bound to that button in the view. Again, simple one-line call to leave the meeting when we're done. So, I mean, what's the total there? I mean, it is something like 10 lines of code. And I'll fire that up as, again, one more time, and we can just see that's working. But I want to emphasize what we've done. We've started with an existing banking application, imported an SDK. Obviously, we've had to do some view, look, and feel. And even then, we'll be making those available to you as samples, so you can borrow a lot of that from us. But I'm sure, depending on what your application is, you'll need to make it look your own way, and we get that. And then 10 lines of code from the SDK is all that's needed to actually wire that up and get that working, and you're getting the whole power of the Skype stack behind you there. So a final run through, we'll connect to our agent again. I can see it's already arriving on this side. Give it a moment on the network. Lots of things are happening. There we go. So we now have, again, David, if you align the webcam there, we have our full two-way video inside an application that had no Skype in 10 minutes ago. So, oh, well, let me try that last minute. I'll hang that button up. Thank you. And again, just emphasizing that was all fluid, embedded, no leaping out to another application. I've resolved my problem. David's been very kind. He's figured out why that charge wasn't really due and fixed that for me. And now I can carry on looking at my application and see what's been updated as a result of our conversation. Okay, we're kind of out of time. So just launch back, if we can, to the PowerPoint deck on this machine. I don't know whether we can or not. If we can, that would be great. So that was back on the PC we were on a minute ago. And I don't know whether we're in presentation mode. Let's just see if we can do that for you. Perfect, perfect. So that's the demo you just saw. And then I think just some things we want you to take away. So please go take a look at our new and refreshed site at dev.office.com/Skype. Lots of information about our new announcements and APIs and SDKs there. You'll also see us not highlighted here, but I think one thing I want to mention is that we'll be making, we've published a lot of our documentations and samples for the web SDK are now available on GitHub. So take a look at that and we'd welcome your contributions to those as we go forward. And when the app SDK that I've just been showing you comes to preview at the end of the month, we'll be making the samples and documentation available for you to contribute to on GitHub as well. We're on Stack Overflow with the Skype developer tag. So do tag those questions and we'll be there looking at what you come up with. And critically for the app SDK you've just seen, if you'd like to sign up to get notified when that's available, there's the URI on the screen, aka.ms/skype-app-sdk. There's a form you can fill in there. Give it, put in your email address, and we'll let you know as soon as this SDK is available for download. And then we have a session this afternoon just going in to us, a hands-on lab where you can actually sit down and work through some of these scenarios we've been talking about over the course of build. So do come along to that, 2 o'clock in 2009, and the usual story, take a look at all the rest of our videos on Channel 9 and the Virtual Academy too. So I think we're done. Thank you very much for your time, and obviously we'll be here to answer your questions afterwards for a moment. Thank you.